Hello, and welcome to Feasting on the Word for February the 2nd, 2022. This is a discipline that links us up into a very ancient rhythm of simply meditating on small passages of God's Scripture and allowing them to inform or flavor our life. In this way, it is like feasting on the Word, taking a small bite and savoring its flavor, and then taking another bite to allow that to begin to inform our lives and to very much season our lives with all it has to say. So this discipline has four readings of the same short passage of Scripture with silence interspersed between the first three of those readings, a minute of silence following the first, a minute following the second, a longer period of silence of 3 minutes following the third reading, and the discipline then concluding with the fourth reading. That longer period of silence is intended as an opportunity for us to turn to God in prayer. It can be helpful to have something to write with and something to write on nearby, so that as your impressions of this passage come to you as it is read through those first three times, you can write them down and then use those as part of the form or basis for the prayer following the third reading. I use four different translations of the same passage just as a way to help us to hear and to illuminate that passage. I begin with the New Revised Standard Version and then use the Message, followed by the Living Bible, and conclude with the New International Version. Let us turn then to the discipline of feasting on the Word for this week. Our passage is 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we had been eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when that voice was conveyed to him by the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. So we have the prophetic message more fully confirmed. You will do well to be attentive to this as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. First of all, you must understand this, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, because no prophecy ever came by human will, but men and women moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. Our second reading of 2 Peter, chapter 1, verses 16 through 21 from the Message. We weren't, you know, just wishing on a star when we laid the facts out before you regarding the powerful return of our Master Jesus Christ. We were there for the preview. We saw it with our own eyes. Jesus resplendent with light from God the Father as the voice of majestic glory spoke, "This is my Son, marked by my love, focus of all my delight." We were there on the holy mountain with him. We heard the voice out of heaven with our very own ears. We couldn't be more sure of what we saw and heard. God's glory, God's voice. The prophetic word was confirmed to us. You'll do well to keep focusing on it. It's the one light you have in a dark time as you wait for daybreak and the rising of the morning star in your hearts. The main thing to keep in mind here is that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of private opinion. And why? Because it's not something concocted in the human heart. Prophecy resulted when the Holy Spirit prompted men and women to speak God's word. Our third reading, and remember a longer period of silence follows this, of 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 21 from the Living Bible. For we have not been telling you fairy tales when we explain to you the power of our Lord Jesus Christ and his coming again. My own eyes have seen his splendor and his glory. I was there on the holy mountain when he shone out with honor given him by God his Father. I heard that glorious, majestic voice calling down from heaven, saying, "This is my much-loved Son. I am well pleased with him." So we have seen and proved that what the prophets said came true. You will do well to pay close attention to everything they have written, for, like the lights shining into dark corners, their words help us to understand many things that otherwise would be dark and difficult. But when you consider the wonderful truth of the prophet's words, then the light will dawn in your souls, and Christ the morning star will shine in your hearts. For no prophecy recorded in Scripture was ever thought up by the prophet himself. It was the Holy Spirit within these godly men and women who gave them true messages from God. Our fourth and final reading of 2 Peter 1, chapter 1, verses 16 through 21 from the New International Version. For we did not follow cleverly devised stories when we told you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. We received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable, and you will do well to pay attention to it as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. For prophecy never had its origin in the human will, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.